What's up? It's Whit Chaplin.
And Allie McNally.
With Rescue Radio. Tonight, we're going to talk about anxiety. And in our previous video, where we gave our testimonies and kind of explained our goals with this and actually who we are and in the struggles that we go through, anxiety is probably the root of most of them that I told you about. So I struggle with self-insecurities, confidence in myself.
Or other people.
Or other people. Yeah, that's deep. And basically, with God restoring the relationships in my life, I recognize it as a root that needs to be pulled out of me that caused some of my drug usage. Is just one of them would be anxiety and fear, and just really struggling. Today was a better day. I went on a pass with my family, got to spend time with my boys, and then my also with my brother and his family, and it was amazing. It was a good time. Today was the first time. I've had a few passes since the holidays, and it's February, the end of February now, and this is the first pass that I've had that I actually felt more like myself, where I didn't really struggle with worrying about if they were accepting the person that God was transforming me into. And that's like, I think that's like a real burden that I've had is acceptance. And
yeah, I feel like that's number one, though, out of everybody.
Yeah. And are they believing me that I'm changing? Are they believing that this is, are they believing in me as a mom? Are my children, I worry that, are my children going to respect me having a 14-year-old son and him going through 14 years of this walk with me and me being as open and honest with him as possible, and him knowing a whole lot. I struggle with doubt and being the mother that he needs me to be, but he's an amazing, amazing gift from God, and both of my boys are, but my youngest is 5, so I still have that time to grasp that image to better my image of being a mother to him. But God is good, and he has blessed me with a son who is very understanding, very supportive. And like I said, today is a praise report. I was not as anxious, and I could be more relaxed talking with my sister-in-law, my niece, my nephew, which I haven't had a lot of contact with since I've been here. And not to even mention, I know, Allison, your anxiety comes, like you say, about a new job. And I just recently started work, too. And I really think my anxiety is just, it comes, I say anxiety, and then it's insecurity. So how can I make this better?
But it's also fear, though, no matter how you look at it.
What do you think? Like a fear of?
Just fear in general, like.
Like, am I going to do this time? Am I going to be able
to? Well, yeah, but then there's also, like, fear of the unknown. Like sometimes I think I fear even the good outcome that can come out.
Okay, maybe.
Because I'm not used to that. So, like, I don't know. I feel like I fear that, too. Even though you would think it's a good thing. Right. I still fear it. Because I'm, like, my thing, I fear anything I don't already know.
It's the unknown.
Like, yeah. I'm really bad about that.
Yeah, and with God, you know, I've learned that God's not going to tell you all the details. He's not going to tell you which way to go. He just says, get up and go, you know. And I struggled with control problems.
Yeah.
A whole lot, like my whole entire life. And, you know, I guess my worries when it comes to my children, I don't want to put that on them. I don't want any of the bad fruit that I produced over the years to roll off onto them. And roll over onto them, and I've been unable to provide a stable home for my 14-year-old, period. And my 5-year-old, I haven't been able to have a steady home for him, a stable home, for that matter, in almost 3 years. So it's nerve-wracking, and it's something that I've never done before, too. So I could totally see that. I totally see that.
I don't know. I feel like there's the, like, you know exactly how hard it's going to be, so you also fear a little bit of that. Like how hard it's been up to this point, like, plus keeping all of that. So I think that fear of, like, how much can you take? You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And it's, and you know, when I think about that, though, I think about, I have no choice but to take right. whatever's coming, because the fear or the anxiety of letting my children down or not being able to do it would be worse than my anxiety to keep it and push through. And that's what pushes me through, you know? So, like, what, so you said you had anxiety about your job?
It's more like, okay, so I feel like everyone's expectation of me is, like, super high. And so, like, I'm a perfectionist, even though it may not seem like it sometimes. Like, if I'm not perfect at whatever I'm doing, then it, like, it bothers me. And I have anxiety about it. So the fact that I'm going to start this new job, and it's a hard job already, and these, you know, people who have put me in this position expect me to be good at it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I hate that. Like, it's not that I hate it. It's just, like, I'm afraid of failure, I guess, when it all boils down to it. And, like, not being in control of that. Right. I don't know. But, I mean, it's a big deal. So, if I fail at it, there's no, like, oh, we'll put you back in the corner where, you know, the job is easier. Like, there's no easier job at this point.
Right. And I guess you could say that, too, with us in our road to having a home for our children and stability, that failure's not an option. You know, and I look at these little lives that God's blessed us with, and it weighs on me, because I don't want to, you know, you don't want to mess them up. You don't want to fail them. You don't want, and they're not necessarily looking at you with that pressure.
Right.
Or that being judgmental. They're not doing that. So that's a plus side to it. You know, people can be harsh, and people can put pressure on you. People can expect way more of you than what you can bring to the table, you know. But I try to say, okay, well, I'm not a people pleaser. I'm a God pleaser. Does that get the task done? No. It gets my mental state right.
Well, I mean, I know, like, God doesn't expect us to be perfect. But also, like, with the kids, though, like, in my case, I've already seen the negative effects of what I've done already affect them in a negative way. So, like, they're ending up being like me in not good ways. So, like, I also fear, like, if I don't do it right this time, like, how bad is it going to be? You know what I mean? Like, right. Can I mess them up anymore? Because right now it doesn't feel like I can. But I'm sure I can.
Right. In a bright, I mean, I see that with I talked to my mom earlier today, and I have, being a female, I have a son, he's 14, and you have daughters around that age, you know, your sons are a little younger, but that age, we're 14, they want their space, they want their time. You know, they're...
But I'm also afraid of giving them that time. Like, I'm like, you know, like, I don't... You've had space. You've had enough space. And now it's time to not have space.
Right. And you know what? That's how I feel on the inside. Like, I want this now. Here I am. Let's do this. And, you know, I called my son the other day, and he normally wants me to text him, which is fine. But I like to hear his voice. I like to hear his voice. And, you know, he didn't pick up the phone. He never picks up the phone. So I was like, just text me, Mom, you know, because he's on that Xbox, you know, communicating, whatever he's doing, all that, I don't know. But anyways, long story short, he also has been affected from this. And it might not be, he's not used to mom being there, mom calling, mom texting. So I'm trying not to be like too overwhelming with it. You know, and then that brings the anxiety, you know, of is he connecting with me? You know, is, and that's when I just pray. That is the one thing that I do know that works is prayer. And, but like I said, if there's any comments anybody wants to leave us or, you know, any scripture, I know that we jumped in those parenting classes because we are concerned about
the effects or how we're going to handle it once we start doing it again.
Right, and maybe signs that we can notice in our children, or maybe just anything will help. We want the help, and I know that's a good place to be, open and willing to accept advice, guidance. But we pray that our guidance comes from leaders who are seeking Christ and fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. And I just want my goal right now, and I know Allison's is one, is to how can we, you know, get this anxiety out of the way? How can we beat it? You know, if not beat it, what's some scriptures, you know, that's helped other people get through this? And all I've known in the past is to numb it.
Yeah.
Run from it and numb it. And those are the two things that I
cannot. I'm a great runner. So great at it.
Ace up. But I don't know. Like I said, we will take anybody's advice from anybody who's been there. Anybody who's seen anybody be there. A goal, I think, in this is, it helps, I don't know if it does you, Allison, but it helps me to hear from people that's been there.
Yeah, but you know, ultimately, like your advice shouldn't be coming from people, but it all should, like, it mainly needs to be coming from God, and I get that, but it's like, sometimes you need someone who's been there, like, and not saying that, like, that God doesn't know what I'm going through, because he does, but it's just, like, I don't know. It helps. But I also know that I have to look to God for those kind of answers.
Yeah. You're totally right. God wants you to seek him first through prayer and ask him first and what he thinks. And, you know, I've been praying about this because it's like I would almost lock up, you know, and it's like I could almost feel my skin heating up.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't know what to say. At some points, I would be like physically shaking, and that's crazy to me. But it's dealing with all these emotions and feelings that you didn't deal with before because you numbed them with something, or you ran from them, you just denied that they were even there.
But it's like that with any emotion, though. When you get sober, like any emotion, you feel it like 10 times harder.
I mean, I understand that, but it's been a long time since I was sober.
Yeah.
So, I mean, years, at least 5, because my youngest son's 5, so while I was pregnant, like.
No, I'm saying it's not just like that with just, like, anxiety, like, it's everything.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
When you're sad, you're super sad. When you're depressed, like, you just don't get out of bed. When you're happy, you're super happy, and then all of a sudden it can change, and now you're mad, and now you want to punch people in the face, and now you want to flip a table, like, I don't know. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what emotion it is. Like, it's just to the 10th degree. So, yeah.
Yeah. It can be overwhelming. Definitely.
Anyway, we have an intruder, so this is the end of this.
All right, so let's pray real quick. We'd like to start ending our podcast with prayer. And we also have a send message box on our link, and we are welcoming prayer requests, unspoken or spoken, that we can pray for you throughout the week. And we just ask that you keep this lifted up in your prayers also. So, dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you for this opportunity to be able to get together as sisters in Christ and speak to you too, dear Heavenly Father. I ask that you just keep guiding us and opening the ears and the eyes and our hearts, dear Heavenly Father, to your will in our life. Father God, I pray for our children and our relationships and our jobs. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you are lighting the paths to our steps. Father God, I pray that you protect our children. You go before us and you go behind us. And I pray that you just shield us in with your love. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you uproot these issues in our life that we're having, the anxiety and the insecurities, and that you just speak to us in this week and show us what, reveal to us what needs to be done, what you say, dear Heavenly Father. And if it be your will to speak through a brother and sister in Christ, dear Heavenly Father, I pray that they are able to speak to us and that we're able to receive it in our hearts, dear Heavenly Father. And we just praise you and we thank you for all that you do, have done, and will do. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.